We do have several prayer requests this morning.
Praise God.
Pray for Jan Gaines, who is having cataract surgery on her other eye this morning.
Okay.
Pray for the family of Brent Cunningham, who passed to his final resting place. The family of Tim Whipke, who passed away. And then continue to pray for Joe Pyatt. He is still having episodes of severe pain in his back and rib cage. Pray for some resolutions on the course of, on the cause of the pain.
Okay.
And then continue to pray for my little sister for a speedy recovery.
Okay.
Continue to pray for Chris, who's out of rehab.
Praise God. Okay. Okay. All right. Praise God. Well, you know what? It isn't just me who's going to the throne room. Let's go to the throne room together. You begin to pray with me. Okay. I want you, if you know your heavenly language, begin to pray even in your heavenly language. Okay. We are coming together. One puts 1,000 to flight, but 2 10,000. Amen. So we're walking together in this. So let's go to the throne. Father, we thank you and praise you that right now, God, we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We are seated on the throne where Jesus rules and reigns. And we don't rule and reign in our own desires and whatever we want, but we wait on the Holy Spirit to show us how to pray, what to say, what to do. Holy Spirit, we need you right now. We thank you that you know every situation better than we could ever know it. You know every one of these people. You know what they're going through. You know what they're facing, and you know what they need. So Holy Spirit, we're leaning on you. We ask you right now to begin to lead us as we pray for them. So right now we lift before you, Heavenly Father, we lift Jan Gaines to you. Father, you know she's having cataract surgery today. I thank you and praise you that by the stripes on Christ's back, we were healed. That's past tense, and we stand in the gap believing it for Jan today. We thank you for the doctors that you put in the earth. God, you are such a giver of life. You even caused there to be knowledge, wisdom, and the ability to bring forth life even through medical surgeries, all those things that doctors do. We appreciate them. And God, we thank you for putting them in the earth. And so, Father, she goes into surgery. God, we thank you that you're with her. Now, Father, keep her, encourage her, keep her strong. We loose unto her the strength of the Lord in Jesus' name. We loose a wisdom, knowledge, discernment from the Spirit unto the doctors, anybody over her care, that they will know how to treat her and what to do. That every step they take, they'll be led by the Spirit in Jesus' name. And right now, we speak life over her. We speak healing over her. And we say she is whole by the blood of Jesus. And right now, we thank you that she will come out and that eye is healed and whole in Jesus' name. We speak a quick recovery over her in Jesus' name. Father, we lift up Brent Cunningham's family. We also lift up Tim Whipke's family. And Father, we just ask you right now to be with these families. Father, you know that these, God, you know grief better than anybody. You know what it is, God. Death was never in the plan. It wasn't. Father, till sin entered in. And we know what, that you took care of everything from the foundation of the world. But it was never your will for death to be a part of this. And Father, it's grief. It's heavy grief. And so, Father, we thank you for their lives. We thank you, Father, for the purpose and their destiny. And Father, we pray for the loved ones that are still here, the friends and the family. Father, right now, we ask you to comfort them. You're the God of all comfort. We ask you to go and comfort them. We loose the comfort of God right now in Jesus' name. We loose the comfort of God to these family and friends. Father, we rebuke any spirit of grief beyond that leads to heaviness, that leads to worldly sorrow. We rebuke that spirit in Jesus' name. We say you have no place on them. We cover these families and friends in the blood of Jesus, and we say they will grieve a healthy way. They will grieve and come out of that in Jesus' name. It will be a time of healing and wholeness. It will not be a time where anything such as suicide and oppression and depression can come on people. We rebuke that, bind it up, and set it to the side. We say you will not operate against this family. They will grieve in a healthy way and come out of this. Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Now, Father, right now we want to pray for Renee. Father, she's needing, we thank you Your sister, did you say? Is that who it is? Okay. Father, we ask for a fast recovery. Okay, right now in Jesus' name, we loose unto her a fast recovery. Father, that she will come out quicker than even expected in Jesus' name. Right now, we loose unto her hope and confident expectation that you're for her, not against her, and that she shall rise up and come out better than she went in. And Father, we speak joy to her. We loose a joy unto Renee right now in Jesus' name, for it is the joy of the Lord that is our strength. And right now, Father, we thank you that your plans for Renee are for good. I hear the Spirit say his plans for her are for good. And so we loose the good plans of God for her. Every work of the devil that comes to hinder her progress, we bind it up right now in Jesus' name. We say you will not hinder the work of God in Renee. And that means her recovery. And so in Jesus' name, we loose the good plans of God for Renee. And Father, right now we lift up Brother Chris. We thank you and praise you that he's come out of rehab. God, we thank you that you brought him through this season. Now he's entering into a new season. We thank you for the new season, and we loose the strength of God for him, that he shall have what he needs to walk this season out, that he will not go back. Okay? All right. We close the door to the past, to that old path. Right now we close the door. We say he will not go back to that old path. It's shut off from him. He shall not see it. He shall not think about it. Shall not go back to it in Jesus' name. God, right now we open the doors to the new path and shine the light of Christ on it, that he will walk the righteous path, the path of the Lord that God has laid for him. God, it is a blessed path. It is a good path. And Father, we thank you that he has a strength he didn't even know was there, because the strength of the Lord has been loosed to him. God, a sobriety has been released to him in a new level. And God, we thank you for Chris. We thank you for what you're doing in him. And God, we loose the good plans that you have for him on his life right now in Jesus' name. And Father, we want to lift up our sweet sister Neva and Joe. God, we thank you for them. Now, Father, you know he's still having episodes of severe pain in his back and rib cage. And so right now, we thank you that God, you said the blessings of Abraham have come upon him. He walks in the blessing because the curse was already taken for him. Jesus said, I became the curse so that he didn't have to be under that. And sickness, death, all of that came in the curse. And so we know that this is not from God. So right now we come against any pain that's operating against him. And we remind you, every enemy, we remind you that he walks in the blessing of God. And so you are hindering his blessings. And so right now we bind you up and we command you to loose yourself from him right now. All pain, we drive you out in Jesus' name. No more pain in Jesus' name. You don't have a right to him anymore. You can't stay on him anymore. And we command you to leave his body right now in Jesus' name. Okay, we loose the wisdom of God to Joe and Neva right now, that any wisdom that they need, anything that is causing this, we ask for the wisdom to be released. So right now we loose the wisdom, the supernatural wisdom of God, that they will see. Okay, we loose the revelation of God, that they will see and have insight. The cover is being removed so that they will see anything that needs to be done in the natural. I thank you, God, that when man hits a limit in the natural, we can go into the heavenly realms where the spiritual realm of God is, where all things are possible. Man might be limited, but God, you're not. And so we thank you that today we've ushered in every one of these people into the realm of possibility. We ushered them into the realm of possibility. And we thank you that the possibility has been sent back to earth. There might have been a hindrance in the earth, but glory to God, now there's been a loosing of the possibility. Now we're going to see doctors and we're going to see people begin to say, oh, you know what? We could try this. Oh, we could do that. You know, I never did think about this, because the realm of possibility has been loose to every one of these situations. And God, we give you all glory and praise, and we thank you for the change and the turnaround for every situation in that we lifted before you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. The Refuge Church is located at 18304 East 1140 Road, Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey.
Amen.
Y'all, she won't just bless your shoes off. She'll bless your shoes and socks off. You'll be running around singing, holy, holy, holy.
Praise God. I love you.
Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy, and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. When you are confronted with difficult situations, it's not the reply of the tongue that matters. It's the response of the heart. That is where the real you lives. If you use words to deal with life, they will only be as valuable as the words. If you put your heart into it, the value is multiplied. Always be ready to provide an answer, and if necessary, use words.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
We're back. You are tuned into the Hour Power, the most powerful hour of the day. Our guest this morning is Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey, and her title is Kingdom Authority.
Amen. Well, let's jump right back into it.
Do you want to share your service times with your church real fast?
Yes, we, sorry, just put a piece of gum in my mouth. That's what Mama said, don't put no gum in your mouth. Okay, on Sunday morning, start service at 10:45. We do have Sunday school starts at 10 o'clock. And then on Sunday night, we start at 6 o'clock. And then on Wednesday night, we're doing an awesome study on kingdom authority. That starts at 7 o'clock. We also have the Merge youth group, which is the teenagers. And then we also have a younger group. This is so cute. They call them submerge. it's so cute. You get it. Anyway, so we also started children's church on Sunday, which was so exciting, and God is helping it grow. So we have a children's church now, even on Sunday morning, called Submerge. Aww. So I just love it.
That.
So very sweet. We just believe. And I'm telling you, it's so exciting. On Wednesday night, we're teaching the entire house. From the kids' level, they're getting taught the kingdom authority. They're getting taught their authority, to the teenagers, to the adults. And I just said, my life would have been changed. It would have been completely different had I known as a little kid about my authority in Christ.
Yes.
Can you even imagine? But we're raising up this next generation. We're not messing around. So anyway, so yes, come. If you don't have a home church, come join us. If you can't come, join us by Facebook. Okay, let's jump right back in. Romans 5:17. Now, I want to give you the word because I don't want you to just say, okay, this is that crazy frou-frou stuff out there. No, I'm only teaching from the word. Romans 5:17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Where did it say you're going to reign? In life. It did not say when we get to heaven. See, a lot of times people go, yeah, we're going to reign, but it's in heaven. No. He said you're going to reign in life. It's time for us to start reigning in this life. Amen. And so that word reign there means to rule. You are going to rule in life. Another scripture that shows this principle is Revelation 5:10. I want you to look at that one. Revelation 5:10, and I'm going to fly through this because I know I was trying to be better about getting things going, okay? Revelation 5:10, and it says, "And you have made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth," okay? You and I are to be reigning in the here and now, amen? So I want you to grab a hold of that. You've been given authority in Jesus' name to rule and reign by the Holy Spirit in the earth. And this is your God-given kingdom authority. Kingdom authority, and I want to tell you what it means. This comes from that book we're doing from Tony Evans. It says, it's divinely delegated right and responsibility for believers to act on God's behalf in ruling his creation underneath the lordship of Jesus Christ. Now, I want you to look at Luke 10:19. I don't know how many times I probably preached this here, but it's so important because it's one of those keys that help us understand our God-given authority in the earth. Luke 10:19 says this. It says, "Behold, I give unto you," this is Jesus talking, "I give unto you power." Now, that word power there is authority, okay? So it really reads, "Behold, I give unto you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all," not some, not occasionally, but all power of the enemy. "And nothing shall by any means harm you," okay? "Notwithstanding in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." So you are supposed to be ruling and reigning over even spirits. Okay? See, a lot of times people go, No, that's what Jesus said right there. The very next verse teaches us. He's talking about ruling and reigning over spirits. I'm going to tell you, I want you to go here. Go to the next passage. 2 Corinthians 10:13. 2 Corinthians 10:13. 2 Corinthians 10:13 says, 10:3. "For we, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh." Come on now, okay? "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." Can I tell you where spirits like to reside? In strongholds. Okay, they love to build a stronghold. If you learn a little bit about warfare, you'll understand that the enemy will always erect a stronghold, and then he hunkers down in that stronghold. Okay, those spirits are setting in a stronghold. So we got to know that our warfare is not in flesh and blood. What you're seeing happening in your life with your children is not really about your children. You've got to begin to see it from the perspective of heaven, Jesus's eyes. He's saying, "Hey, guys, there's something going on behind that. Don't get caught up with what you're seeing in the natural. Begin to look behind that, because there is a stronghold that spirits are setting in. They're hunkering down and operating from. That's where their base is, if you want to say. And you got to go in and tear those strongholds down. And you got to, I'm going in. I'm taking those spirits in the name of Jesus by the neck, and I'm pulling them out, and I'm stomping on their head in the name of Jesus. They ain't going to rule and reign in my life no more. I'm sick and tired of being ruled and reigned by the spirits of darkness. You don't have to live that way. I'm not going to live defeated. They might be rising up. What do we say? The weapon may form, but it ain't prospering. I just spit a lot.
We didn't see it.
Sometimes it's just too much, okay? But I'm going to tell you right now, I was on my way over here. Okay, I was on my way over here. I literally yesterday I've been battling this pain in my body. Okay, and I've been battling it, and it's probably been going on, I'm gonna say, for months. Okay, and so I've been standing and believing for healing. And some knew, and they were praying with me, but most of the body did not know. Well, a sister, yesterday while we were in worship, because we believe in letting spirits, the gifts of the spirit flow. And she stepped up and she said, "Someone in here is having pain in their side." She touched the very spot I was having pain. And she said, "The Lord said he wants to heal you today." She said, who is it? I said, that's me. She said, "Really?" And I said, "Yeah." So we prayed and I knew I was healed in Jesus' name. Today I was on my way. That pain was trying to come back up on me. Boy, I said, no, you ain't. No, you ain't. You ain't coming back up on me. It's my God-given right to have healing. I have been healed by the stripes on Christ's back. We were healed past tense. I ain't anything but healed. But if I don't know it and I don't understand that I have to rule over that, I have to govern over that by the Spirit of the living God in me, you better know that thing's coming right back up on me to tell me that it has a right to be there. And if I just think, well, I thought I was healed, and you know, I don't know. I just said, you know, it is what it is. Jesus, come and heal me. Come and heal me. No, I stood up and said, no, in Jesus' name, I am not letting you come back up on my body. You will leave right now in Jesus' name. The weapon may form, okay? The sickness may come. The disease may show up. The children might battle addiction, whatever. The fights might come in the marriage. But listen to me, they don't have a right to stay. I said, you might come up on my body. Pain, you might show up, but you don't get to stay. You might show up, but you don't get to play in my body. You're going to go in Jesus' name. Amen? You have a right to command that thing to go and to bow at the name of Jesus. And so our weapons are not of the carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now listen to me. Our weapons are the way we're going to battle the enemy is through the Spirit. We ain't gonna come at him in the flesh. You're going to have to defeat him in the Spirit. Amen. He's already defeated, but you're going to put him underneath your feet in the Spirit. Amen. You're going to put your foot on his head, and you're going to begin to stomp that enemy in the name of Jesus. And you're going to begin to see that you can rule and reign. Now, I want you to hear this, and I'm going to get ready to close. Let me say it like this. When we were doing this, the Lord gave me a revelation when we were doing this study last week. I want you to think about this. If no one was governing in Elk City, Oklahoma, what would this town be like? What would it be like? It'd be straight chaos, okay? Why? Because somebody has to govern, okay? I know there's people out there that say, I don't know, I don't want to offend anybody, but it may be the woke thing, I don't know, and everybody's like, we can rule ourselves, and you know, all that, I don't know. But I'm going to tell you right now, that sounds ideal, but it's really not, okay? Because let me tell you, the fact that I'm sitting in this place right now with electricity is because somebody's governing, okay? Somebody is helping keeping order in Elk City, Oklahoma, so that we just stepped right in here, we flipped a light on, and it came on. This didn't just happen just because we wanted to come on. No, there is, if you start going down the line, there is all kinds of people who are doing the things that need to be done so this could be here today, that we can be with you live right now because somebody's keeping order in Elk City, Oklahoma. So number one, we wouldn't even have things flowing naturally if no one was governing. It'd be chaos, okay? You wouldn't have running water, all right? You wouldn't be able to go to the bathroom and flush the toilet, okay? So without that, there is, things don't flow smoothly, okay? But beyond that, let me say this. We know that the minute no one is governing, it is going to bring trouble to this city because people are coming to kill, steal, and destroy in this community if there's no governance. The fact that there is governance tampers that. It kind of stamps that down a little bit. It holds back the evil, the criminal activity, if you want to say. Okay. So now put that in the spiritual perspective. If you are not governing in your body, in your marriage, okay. And we're talking in the spirit. Don't be going trying to govern your spouse. Okay. But if you don't govern over the affairs of your household, if you don't govern on the job site that God puts you in, if you don't govern, if you don't rule and reign under the lordship of Jesus Christ, there's going to be all kinds of chaos. Do you understand that? See, we a lot of times think, all this is coming because why is God not doing anything? Why is all this happening in my life? I try and it seems like nothing works. Of course it doesn't work if you're not governing. Do you understand that? Chaos is going to ensue in your life if you don't govern over it under the lordship of Jesus Christ. Do you understand the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy in your life? And if you are not ruling and reigning in Christ Jesus, you are going to, you better know, the devil's going to steal from you. He's going to kill things in your life, and he's going to bring all kinds of destruction. See, you've got to understand where this is coming from. Then he will come and lie to you and tell you that it's God not doing you right. He'll come and tell you you ought to blame God. Why are you even serving God? All this trouble's going on in your life anyway. It's because we've got to learn to rule and reign under the lordship of Jesus Christ in the earth. Child, you have got to know your God-given authority and begin to do something about it. You have a right to say, no, you're not going to bring this on my body. Now, that does not mean this pain came up on my body. It does not mean that that pain immediately goes. But I walk by faith, not by sight. Amen? And so you got to understand that you are taking authority. And you're saying, no, I'm going to tell you I was on my way over here. I was like, hold it together, Tammy. You already strained your voice yesterday, and you got to get on our power. But that spirit of the Lord came on me, and I began to shout and say, no, devil, that pain is not allowed on me. I know my rights, and you're crossing territory. You can't come in. Quit it in Jesus' name. And you know that pain left? That pain ain't on me right now. Now, I'm not naive to think that it won't show back up. But when it does, I know my rights. I know who I am in Christ and my God-given authority. And I know that I don't have to take it anymore. And so I rebuke it. If I got to rebuke it every 10 minutes, I'll rebuke it every 10 minutes until that thing bows and finally walks away. Like a whimpering little pup. It's going to leave. It is not going to stay because we have authority, saints. So I want you to understand that. We're going to close today. You must understand anything you're dealing with in the natural has a spiritual cause, okay? You have to understand your earthly battles are going to be fought in the spirit realm. And everything has to be seen through the lens of the spirit in order to be seen clearly so that you can deal with it clearly. And let me close with this. Let me say it like this. Until you do this, guys, you're going to stay in the junk of life. You're going to. And I hate it. I stayed in the junk of life for far too long. I have loved ones who stay in the junk of life. I'm trying to tell them, but they don't understand it yet. So I just pray for them. Because until they get the revelation, they can't come out of that, okay? So ask this, did we not pray at the very beginning? Give us the revelation. We've got to have the eyes of the Spirit in order to see this. And so let me say this. One of the things that, a story that Tony Evans tells that I love, which is he said, you know, when you are, think about when you're in an airplane. When you're in an airplane, you see everything different. You really do. It amazed me the first time I was on an airplane, and I looked down. It was like all the plots of land were like in squares. I was like, how is this possible? Like, you know, like what is so organized? First of all, I love it because I love straight lines, and I get excited about it. And so when I was up there, I was like, this is so beautiful. You know, you could see everything. Now, down on the earth, you're seeing from a different perspective. So what happens is you're in the midst of all the chaos and everything going on around you. And you might come up to a road and you come up and there's two ways to go. And you go, I don't know which way to go because you don't have your Google Maps. I guess the internet went down, you know, and you're like, what am I going to do? Because we don't have maps anymore, you know. So you're sitting there and you're like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know which way to go. But the person up high can see, and they're able to go, oh, yeah, that's the way you want to take. Sometimes you come to a place where you can't go any further, and you don't see a way out. But if you see from the heavenly perspective, you go, yeah, I see the way out. You see, all you got to do is go that way and turn that way, and you're out. You're really not blocked in, okay? You're not really blocked in. See, we've been looking from the wrong perspective. Mm-hmm. And so God is calling us to see from the heavenly perspective. You're not stuck, babe. You're not. Daughter, you're not stuck in this situation. You're not. There's a way out. You're not hopeless. It's not the end. There really is a way out. You just haven't been able to see it. See, but when you go to the throne of God and you understand where you are and you ask him to begin to open your eyes, he's going to begin to unveil the way out. Did he not say there is a way of escape? There's a way. So there's a way out. This thing is not a done deal. If you got breath in your lungs, it's not a done deal. See, I'm not going to quit because I know that there is a way opening up. And God is going to begin to unveil it for you. Ask for the revelation, okay? And so so it is time to close. But I want to give you a scripture here. And I'm going to say real quick, I'm going to give you these scriptures, and we're going to close. Just because I want you to grab a hold of it, 2 Corinthians 4:18, it says this: "While we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which we are seeing are temporary, but the things which we do not see are eternal." Dear, I want you to grab a hold of the fact that what you're looking at is temporary. Glory to God. When I look at my son and what he's battled, I say it's temporary. It's temporary. It's temporary. You got to get a hold of that. The situation you're looking at is temporary. Get the eternal perspective, okay? Now I want you to see the next one, Colossians 3:2. Colossians 3:2. It says, we'll just do 1-2. "If you be risen with Christ, start seeking those things which are above, where Christ sits," where you're sitting, "on the right hand of God, and set your affection on the things above, not on the things on the earth." Now, let me say this. That word affection even talks about your mind. Set your thinking on the things above, not on the things of the earth. Stop dwelling on what you're seeing. Stop entertaining what you're seeing. Stop telling everybody what you're seeing. Okay? You got to start thinking with the mind of Christ. You got to start. He said we have the mind of Christ, but we've got to begin to think with that mind. Stop looking at it. Stop talking about it from the earthly perspective. Come on, you're stuck in the traffic jams of life. Get up to where you can see from God's perspective, okay? And the final one is Isaiah 55:8-9. Isaiah 55:8-9. I love this passage. It says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." What he's telling us, guys, is that we've got to begin to get a hold of his thoughts. Old Testament, you said, "Well, but our thoughts are not his thoughts." They are now, because we have the mind of Christ. Mm-hmm. But you've got to think from the Spirit. And so as we close today, I just want you to, in fact, I'm going to close with prayer. But I want you to just begin to meditate on what God has revealed today. Begin to ask him to open your eyes to the things he's revealing, your heart to receive it. That today would be the day that you rise up in your God-given authority and you no longer stay defeated in the junk of life, but you rise up in the place of victory and you begin to rule and reign as you were created to rule and reign under the lordship of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's pray. Father, I thank you so much that you will not leave your children. You will not leave us in a defeated place. God, if we'll just keep seeking your face and keep seeking you and your ways, Father, you will bring us out of it. And so, Father, I thank you that today you have unveiled some treasures that were always ours, but we didn't know it. And so, God, we thank you for unveiling it. And, Father, right now we ask you to begin to teach us, train us, instruct us in the God-given authority that you've given us. And, Father, I ask you to put people in our path that will help us understand this even more. Teachers, preachers, mentors, put them in our path. God, put books in front of our path that will teach us about this. Take us to the scriptures that teach us about it. God, I thank you that you are causing your body to rise up like never before. And I don't want to miss it, God. And I thank you that you are calling. And Father, those that will hear. It was Jesus who said that. He said it over and over. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear. So give us ears to hear right now. Cause us to hear the things of the Spirit. I hear the Spirit calling. God, cause us to listen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I always enjoy seeing your face. You always bring such wise wisdom and powerful tools to equip us.
Amen. That's the Spirit of the Lord, right?
Yes.
Amen.
You have been tuned into the Hour of Power, and I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Tina Dobbs, my sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, and Pastor Powerhouse, Tammy Bailey, y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.